Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, and a very warm welcome back to some details of today's Wake Up Call. I am Richard Martin, and this show is coming to you from just outside the Singapore border in Malaysia. It is Friday, September the 1st, 2017. The phrase President Hillary has a strange sound to it. But other than for Supreme Court appointments, America might as well have elected her. Let's count the ways. Hillary would be going after Russia. Hillary would be going after China. Hillary would be sending more troops to Afghanistan. Hillary would not scrap Obamacare, and neither did the Republicans. Hillary would not overhaul the tax code, and it appears neither will Trump. Hillary would want to take away gun rights, but it would never pass Congress. Hillary would want more of your tax dollars, but huge tax hikes wouldn't pass Congress either. Hillary would have scrapped the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, at least she claims she would have. Hillary Clinton, Senator John McCain, and Senator Lindsey Graham are three of the biggest warmongers on the planet. Last week, Trump joined the group. Candidate Trump said, "After 16 years, the longest war in US history, no one even remembers what we're fighting for in Afghanistan. The war is over. Not another American or innocent Afghan life for one of the most convoluted and idiotic wars in history." After 16 years and trillions of dollars wasted, today Trump says, quote unquote, "A few thousand more troops would help the US break the current stalemate against the Taliban." Trump also stated US support, quote unquote, "is not a blank check." Really, what else do you call perpetual war? This is sadly funny. CNN reports, quote unquote, "Trump argued his plan has a key difference from that of his predecessor, no timeliness on the withdrawal of US troops." Oh, that's not a blank check? I get more and more irritated as the days turn into the weeks and the months, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, today I am going to talk about the land of the happy. Now, I talk about happiness quite a lot on the show, and I never lose an occasion to try to see if we can gain more insight into what happiness is all about. So we'll have another stab at it today. Then I'm going to talk about the slow, agonizing death of one of America's greatest companies, Sears. It's very, very sad, but I'm afraid it's more than just round the corner. It's staring us in the face. What efforts have been made to reduce the crisis? Not many, I'm afraid. I'll talk a little bit about why that may be. So then I'm going to explain what negative interest rates are. It's quite important to understand this. Europe has them in spades, and America narrowly avoided them, but I fear they're coming back with a vengeance. I'm going to talk about China and the Under the One Belt, One Road initiative, what they will be doing. It's a pretty impressive plan they have for the world, I have to say it. Following the extraordinary outcome of last year's presidential election, we're going to have a look at really what's behind the progress that's being made by Trump and the Republicans. It's rather sad, but anyway, I'm going to offer some guidelines to life in Europe by way of a contrast to what happens in the United States. It's rather interesting. The comparisons are very apt. I think you'll enjoy them. I suppose we better see what kind of time we have left after that. I will be talking, I hope, if there's time, about the lottery, and given the enormous amount of money that someone won last week, I thought it was an apt moment to describe that. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you are of a mind to listen to the show, please do go to the richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com site. And if you wouldn't mind looking for the donate button on the left of the page, you will then have the opportunity to sign up for a donation, hopefully at $70 a quarter, which is automatically renewed at the end of each quarter following your donation. You do not have anything to do. But in the meantime, you will be receiving two shows a week, one on Monday, one on Friday, of an hour each, and plenty of ancillary information which will be coming your way. So I do encourage you, I would be very grateful for your support in this regard. And since it is the weekend, I will now wish you a wonderful one, and I hope to speak to you again on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.